Hey everyone, it's your friend Raimi, over in Freed. If you heard the little broadcast yesterday, disregard it. I was just having a rough day, so I decided to try again the next day, so here I am. Let's get started with the updates. For starters, Aaron's found a lot more gasoline. With the right rationing plan, we should be able to make it last for months, maybe even a year or two. That might sound like a long time, but remember, we're a town of six and there's not much reason to use electricity given the current state of, humanity. You know, that's something I want to talk about. If it wouldn't be too boring, that is. Maybe it would be. I don't know. I don't want to bore you with my stupid thoughts. Well, I'll try to keep it short. Sorry in advance if it's boring. Something I've been thinking about has been what I can do to help out other people. I mean, really help. Sure, I have a little town set up that I'm hoping can serve as an inspiration to other towns and hell, hopefully even to the entire human race. But don't get me wrong, I love it here, and I love the people here, all of them. But surely there's something I could be doing to actually help other people, right? There was the job offer Mr. Smith gave me, but I'm not sure that's up my alley, especially considering I don't know what they would want me to do. It's just... one day, I won't be here. And neither will Kiev, or Aaron, or Michael, or Sarah, or even Ezra and their old friends. None of us will be here. I just want to make sure that what I've done with my time on Earth actually benefits other people. I don't know what I'm trying to say anymore. I think I'm rambling. Oh, hey Sarah.
Hey, honey, listen. I was wondering if we could talk.
In a little bit. I think I'm about to finish the broadcast.
You're still doing that? I told you that no one's even listening.
Yeah, but I think... I don't know. Aaron helped me run a couple of tests, and it seems like people are at least catching the signal. We can't see how long they stay tuned in for, but we get repeats. People are listening.
It's a big world out there, Raimi. You're talking to maybe two or three people at most, and how are you helping them with these little updates?
Well, no, it's more than that. We get at least 20 repeats each broadcast, sometimes more.
Your stuff must be wrong then. It's probably only two or three.
No, I'm certain
You love me, don't you?
What?
It's a simple question.
Well, yes, of course.
So why don't you ever listen to me? It's like you don't care about what I have to say.
Do this right now. It's still broadcasting.
I don't care. They probably stopped listening anyway. Now stop avoiding the question.
I listen to you, hun. I don't always agree with what you're saying.
And why's that?
Well, we're two different people, so we sometimes have different ideas. We're not always going to agree.
But it's like you don't even listen to what I say. I say people don't listen to your broadcast, but you keep doing it anyway. I say you should be spending more time with me, and you waste the day working on a town you said doesn't need any more work done. I say it'd be nice for you to, you know, every once in a while, and you say that you're not interested. Why do I even bother?
This broadcast is important to me, Sarah, because it helps me chronicle the rise of this town. I really believe in Freed. I know it can become something great, something amazing, something people can look up to. Every one of us here has the potential to make that town. I truly believe that.
Even Ezra? He attacked you. He relapsed. He has absolutely no respect for this town.
Well, they relapsed. That's just it. It's a drug and it's addictive. I've never even faced something like that. How can I judge them? It's not good that they relapsed, of course. And yes, they hurt me. Can I fault them for that, really? They weren't in control. I won't excuse them for what they did, but that's not all they're ever going to do with their life. They have so much potential, And it's not right that they should have that squandered by being in our jail.
He's dangerous. He's in jail for a reason.
Ezra goes by they. How can you not remember this?
Well, I don't know. Do you think it has something to do with me being a survivor of Virilia?
Why can you remember other things then? You can remember lots of our time together since we've gotten back to Freed, but you can't remember to use they when referring to Ezra. You write down everything on your arms. How can you have forgotten to write that down? Especially when I've told you so many times.
I just forget to. Besides, it's not like it matters anyway, right? He's in jail, and that's for the best.
How can it possibly be for the best that they're in jail?
He was distracting you from both me and Freed. It's much better now that he's in jail, isn't it?
No, it's not. They're my friend. I care about them. Sarah, I miss them. They were the first person I found in my travels that really treated me like a human. Like a person. Like someone they could trust. For once, I wasn't the daughter of the guy who started all this. For once, I wasn't Hellspawn. For once, I wasn't someone to fear, but someone with a name. For once, I was Raimi. Raimi Nazarin Jenner. Ezra was the first person to treat me like a real person with real feelings. Even when they learned about what happened with my dad, they still trusted me and still wanted to help me. They were the first to do that. They were the first friend I made in the 2 years after I left Philadelphia. They were my first friend. They're my best friend. And I miss them and love them. So no, it's not better that they're in jail.
Wow. You've really lost it. Your work has stressed you out so much that you can't even think straight. Look, hun, I get it. You kind of run a town. You're in charge of a lot. It's stressful, I know. But think. Think about what I've been through. You think you have any right to complain about this? I left Philadelphia out of fear. I was afraid people would turn on me and kill me. I knew I was infected. I knew I needed to get out of there. I wasn't really lying when I said I thought Philadelphia wasn't safe anymore. It wasn't safe for me. That's why I wanted you to join me, so you could protect me. It was dangerous out there. Our group was growing smaller each week with new people getting infected and others dying from already being sick. It was terrible. We couldn't stop anywhere for help. No one would even come close to us, and those who did tried to kill us. The only help we got was from those people. You know who I'm talking about, right? The traitors or whatever. They gave us the vaccines. They're the only reason I'm still alive. So, I get it. I get that life out here is stressful. But, you know, that's why I came in here to talk to you. I wanted to talk about how grateful I am that I found you again. My life here is so much better than it was out there. If I ever seem a little angry or unreasonable or something, that's why. I just love it here so much that if I feel like something is getting in the way of you and me, or you and making this sound better, or anything like that, well, I tend to run my mouth and say things I don't mean. I came here to apologize.
Wow. I didn't know. I didn't know any of that. If I had known everything you went through. Everything you went through? You remember all that?
Hmm?
You remember things from when you left? And when you were traveling?
Yes.
How much?
Well...
Have you been lying to me?
No, hun. No, of course not. I would never lie to you. I just... Look, I'll tell you everything I know, okay? I know everything I just told you, but I didn't remember a lot of it until recently. When you found me in Elkhorn and you started talking about how I left you and everything, I didn't remember any of it. But recently, things started to piece together. Before you found me, I knew I had left somewhere, but I couldn't remember where or why. I only remember some of my travels because I wrote about them so much of myself. See? That bit, right there. That's the day we were cured. I only know the group is the same one you, ran into, because you told me what their patches looked like. It matches the drawing I have right here. See? I hadn't told you everything I pieced together because, well, because I didn't know how to tell you.
I don't know.
Babe, come on. You know I'd never lie to you.
I know. But, this? I don't know.
We'll talk about it later, okay? I can see you're stressed. I'll go now. See you at home.
Well, hello anyone who's still listening, I guess. No one's listening, are they? You're not hearing me right now, are you? Probably not. I don't even know why I'm still even talking. I don't understand it. I guess I don't understand a lot. I had no idea Sarah went through stuff like that. I don't know why she chose to bring it up now. Why didn't she tell me sooner? She sounded like she had remembered that for a while. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she's right. Maybe all this is too stressful. I'm not thinking straight. Maybe it'd be better if I just left this alone for a while. This broadcasting. I need some time away from this. I think I'm going to end the broadcast now. I don't know when I'll be back, but I'll be taking some much-needed R&R in the meantime. I might even check in on Ezra sometime soon, probably when everybody's gone to bed. They might be sleeping, though. I hope I won't wake them. It's just that Sarah's so adamant about me not visiting them. She says it messes me up, stresses me out. Maybe she's right, but they're still my friend, and I still love them. They at least deserve to see me, even if I don't deserve to see them. Who knows? If they're still in withdrawal, maybe seeing a familiar face might speed up the process and get them out of jail sooner. Hopefully. Well, that's it for me, I guess. I don't know when you'll hear from me again, but until then, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Half-Life 2 Bedoya as Raimi and Janelle Hines as Sarah. The background music was by the brothers Cruz Garcia. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Today's sponsor is Every single flower you see today. The flowers you saw yesterday are not our sponsor. The flowers you see tomorrow are not our sponsor. Our sponsor is only the collective conscience of the flowers you see today.